From the studios of KXCI Community Radio in Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie with the Unvarnished Truth. Here's some of how the world is treating itself today, the 1st of June, 2009. First, the news item from Saturday night that really means something. In Tucson roller derby action, the Copper Queens defeated the furious truck stop waitresses 90-78 in what was easily the best bout yet this season. This sets up the June 13th season championship doubleheader bout, wherein, first, the Iron Curtain and the FTW face off for the season's number 3 ranking, and after that, the Vice Squad and the Copper Queens battle for the season championship. All of that will be taking place at Blade World, 1065 West Grant Road here in Tucson, 6:30 p.m. bout time. More information to be found at TucsonRollerDerby.com. Some unfinished business from last week. It turns out Ted Blueco Jr., the drummer for the 1960s hit group The Association, has not died after all. A man apparently claiming to have been Blueco for years did die in Burlingame, California, but Mr. Blueco himself wishes it to be known that he is alive, well, and putting out cyberspace fires since last week. Now the anti-choice terrorists are assassinating doctors as they go to their churches. Dr. George Tiller was shot to death yesterday as he arrived at Reformation Lutheran Church in Wichita, Kansas, to perform his usual worship service duties of the day. Dr. Tiller was a provider of late-term abortions. The assassin, who I'm sure would love for me to mention his name, was a member of the Freeman Domestic Terrorist Bunch. And Fox Noise Channel blowhard Bill O'Reilly, who had his ambushers harass Dr. Tiller as recently as last year, was quoted on his cable cast of the 6th of November 2006, to the point that Dr. Tiller was executing babies. CrooksandLiars.com has that video. Of course, O'Reilly won't have to worry about explaining the blood on his hands. Just look at how he had two reporters for New York's Newsday newspaper harassed after they connected the dots between O'Reilly's hate propaganda and the Knoxville church massacre last July. This July 4th, beware of the next round of teabag parties that Fox Noise Channel and their buddies will undoubtedly try to promote. Evidence points to white racist groups doing their best to infiltrate them to recruit new members. British Home Secretary Jackie Smith is vowing to fight the bogus defamation lawsuit brought against her there by Michael Savage Wiener, the San Francisco Hate Talk star, who obviously needs no assistance in his self-defamation, was listed as persona non grata if he tried to enter the United Kingdom because, as a Home Office spokesman told the London Daily Mail newspaper, Savage Wiener was banned for engaging in unacceptable behavior by making comments that might provoke others to serious criminal acts and foster hatred that might lead to intercommunity violence. Well, at least the British Home Office recognizes that slime bucket for what he is, even if the federal communications corruption can't. The Nevada legislature has overridden Republican Governor Jim Gibbons' veto, and the Nevada Domestic Partnership Registry is now a reality. Meanwhile, 3,000 protesters rallied in socially conservative Fresno, California, against the state's Supreme Court's upholding of Proposition 8. Not coincidentally, Fresno is in the Episcopal Diocese of San Joaquin, which ousted 61 clergy people last week for aligning with former Bishop John David Scofield, who split from the denomination a couple of years back in a fight over homosexuality and the Bible. Obituaries over the weekend include John Tolos, the classic heel professional wrestler known as the Golden Greek, who had memorable feuds with Classy Freddie Blassie, Killer Kowalski, Mil Mascaras, Don Carson, and Ernie Ladd, as well as almost any given seating section of a professional wrestling card. Kidney failure in Woodland Hills, California, at 78. And a familiar voice to many of us has been stilled, Paul Haney, the voice of NASA control during the early years of the United States Space Exploration Program, has died. whenever the TV networks aired live coverage from Houston during the Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo years. Chances are the voice heard coming from Houston was Haney's. Cancer in Alamogordo, New Mexico, at 80. And the last survivor of the Titanic disaster has died. Melvina Dean was only 9 weeks old when she was lowered into one of the doomed ship's lifeboats on the night of April the 14th, 1912. Her father perished when that ship sank. She was 97 years old when she died in Ashurst, England, on Sunday, coincidentally, the 98th anniversary of the Titanic's launch. Ashurst is only a few miles from Southampton, where she and her family boarded the liner. If you have any material you'd like for me to include in the next few days, just email me at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona@gmail.com. And please indicate where you're listening to this program from. Oh, and one thing more today. Will Durst posted the following observation on his Facebook page this morning. Rush Limbaugh calling Sonia Sotomayor a racist is like a Hummer calling a minivan annoying. Of course, if you don't like this news, you always have the option of making some news yourself. In Tucson, I'm King David McKenzie. I'm off to see the doctor tomorrow, so until Wednesday, have yourselves some peace and oranges.